Hi, everyone. You already know what time it is. This is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. I know it's been a while. This COVID-19 been messing up a lot of people's heads. Man, people been on seasonal depression. But look, I'm back. I'm back again to heal y'all. And you already know every time I come back, I always come back with some fire. So check this out. I do have this entrepreneur. A young entrepreneur that's a photographer, a filmmaker, director, a motivator, and straight from Las Vegas. He ain't from Las Vegas, but he out there. What's up, Vegas?
What's poppin'?
Tell everybody what's your name.
Here, man. We out here, everybody. We out here, man. It's Clock Dance, Cino. What's going on?
What up, Cino? Tell everybody where you from.
I'm from L.A.
You from L.A., okay.
LA, Los Angeles.
Yes. All right. I see you. That's what's up. So, Cino, it is a pleasure to have you on my show tonight because, you know, you're a young entrepreneur and I've been seeing you do your thing for a few years now because you ain't give up on what you had to do. You feel me? And what I want to know is, like, you know, for the people that's out there listening, for the people that think they can't do it, right? I want to know what motivated you to start your own business?
I think it was just born instilled into me. It's like a family thing. Don't nobody really work for anybody but themselves. If it was in the streets or in the corporate world, you know, they started their own thing and just kept it moving. They didn't look back. They believed in the process. So I guess it was just one of those things, you know?
So you had that.
It was destined to happen.
Okay.
Instinct.
All right. So you had that support, that motivation to make you go ahead and open up your own business, right?
Yeah, I think, I've been in other, you know, arenas where I work for other people. It just never really worked out. I've been fired from, like, every job possible.
Isn't that the case sometimes, y'all? Like,
it'd be like that, so. For me personally, like, yeah, I've been fired from every job, but I also took some knowledge in. Low-key, I feel like I schooled them a little bit about, you know, if you really want to do what you want to do, you know, you got to put in them hours and not really complain about it, just get it done. So for me personally, like, that's what I've been on, just staying focused on the craft and just believing in the process. Sometimes I don't forget to eat. That's how, you know, locked in. I'm looking in the backpack right now.
Yeah,
that's how clocked in I'm in.
Yeah.
You feel me? So just...
Listen, I'm over here just thinking about what you just said. I got fired from every job, so he took it upon himself to be his old boss. I salute you.
If I work for anybody, I always did what I wanted to do, you feel me? So, like, on the side or after hours, I used to call it, like, a little nickname. I would call it work after work. And it was just, like, a little, you know, mindset, like, shoot, just because I'm not at work, I'm still working. I got other things to be doing, from Southern Merch, candy, or whatever, you feel me? I'm just always on the up and up trying to, you know, stay busy because I could be doing other things, wild things, or getting lost in things, you feel me?
That's good. I like that. And you took a positive route because you already know how it is out here now as far as, like, you know, young people that are lost and feel like they're alone and, you know, can't do it, so... You know, that right there, that's very a good positive message that you could give to people that feel as though they can't. So, which leads me...
You gotta look in the mirror.
Facts. Which leads me to the next question. So, like, how many businesses do you have?
Actively, I have two businesses. A production company and a sports media company.
Okay. All right. And as far as those two companies, they sound mad interesting because that's really what everybody be on right now. You know, we got the IG models, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be, you know, want to take photos, family photos. We got weddings, we got baby showers. Oh, yeah, Corona babies. So you already know we got photographers.
Hey, Rona babies.
You feel me? So... We gonna need some photographers for the baby shower, you know, for the newborn picture. So, if y'all,
where you located again?
Tell everybody where you located.
I'm in Las Vegas, but I'm coming to you. You feel me? So, if you in Las Vegas or you in New York, you could be in Peru. I'm coming to you if you need me.
All right,
I got you.
There you go. And so,
I'll make sure you don't want some more.
Some more. Y'all already know.
And some more.
And your photos are fire too. Like, it look like you put a lot of work on that little heart, on that little more thought into it. I ain't even gonna say a little thought. I know you put a lot of thought into the photos that you take and how you edit it. So that's what really like stand out with your work, you know. And I love that.
Appreciate it.
So
what, I just want to tell a story, man.
Yo, listen. So this is gonna lead me to this now. So now that you have those two businesses that you run that's like actually needed today, what is your goal as far as like, you know, your businesses? Like what's your goal? What you trying to do with it?
So what I want to do with it is leave a legacy that's bigger than just me. You know what I'm saying? It's, I want to get a mindset across for the youth to, like, you know, just clock into your passion. You don't got to be scared what other people going to say or laugh at you or whatever if you like something. But if you like it, do it and really do it, because you don't look back at it and be like, man, why didn't I? I should have tried this earlier or sooner. Why no one told me, like, it was cool to do this? So just be yourself, for real. Look in the mirror, and that's the makeup you got to put on. Don't put on nobody else. Just go out, look yourself, and if ain't enough, live up to your own morals and values and your standards.
Amen. That's what I like. And you do it in the most humble way, as you should.
Amen.
As you should. So, I'm telling it gotta be something deeper than Sino. Because, what's your logo name again? Like, what's your saying?
Clock in, not out, or don't tell me, show me.
Oh, hold on. Say both of them.
Clock in, not out. Don't tell me, show me.
All right, so we're going to go to the clock in, not out. Yes. So, when you thought of that, what was the image, the vision that you had in your head that made you, like, just think about clocked in and not out? Like, it was
just for me, but it was like more and more people seeing it, more they just started gravitating, like, yo, I wish it was made, like, can it be more like personalized to me too? Because like the actual clock in, not out, it starts with your birthday. That's your day you clocked into the world, and you just want to make sure, like, you leave that day, like, it's your day, but you want to make it special when other people see it, not just for you. So when people remember you, that's your, like, your resume, like, yo, it's your birthday, mine is August 20th, so if you ever seen 0820, if I'm wearing that on any of my material, you understand, like, I'm clocked into this, you be like, damn, that's really, bro, that's my day, you know? So you just want to wear it, and then, you know, let other people judge you off your work. So you don't got to really tell them much. They see you out here, if you was Kobe, LeBron, you know, you're proving them wrong by letting the work speak. You don't got to go back to the critics like, yo, man, F that, or y'all don't know what y'all talking about, none of that. They go, hey, I messed up, cool, boom. Next week, I'm about to dunk on you. You feel me? They just do their job. So, you know, it kind of hand in hand. Like, don't tell me, show me you out here working. I got to see that. Because you don't got to fake the funk. You feel me? If you really about it, you wouldn't have to tell me nothing. I know who Jordan is before you walk in the room. You ain't have to tell me that. Mm. You know?
I like that.
That's just what it is. You just want to be the most important person in the room. Every room you walk in, like, you don't leave an impact. When somebody meets you, they gonna know they met you, and they gonna remember you, because if they know you for your life, you feel me? So just clock into it. Be you.
So can people, like, go to the website and customize their shirt with their birthday?
Absolutely. You can go to the website, you can go to the Instagram, you can hit us up in the DM or text my phone. If you see me in the street, holler at me. I'm on bike.
I don't know if you want to tell the ladies you single or not. I don't know if we should get there.
Come on, man. I'm getting my life together for real. So, okay. Absolutely. So.
All right, that's what's up. I like that. I think that's pretty cool. Like, shit, I'm gonna order me one for Scott. Scott do gymnastics, so.
Man, I think, absolutely. We got multiple designs, too, so you never know which one you like. So if you want the Don't Tell Me, Show Me, holler at me. If you want the clocked in, or you want your personalized birthday down there, let me know. I got you.
That's good. And I'm definitely going to put, you could tell everybody right now if you want to, because we're going to repeat it again with your social media, where they can really, like, contact you for that you know, the t-shirts and everything, and customizing their you know, putting their birthdays in the shirt. That's pretty dope.
Like, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want to rock their day, like, and you know, let them know.
Yeah,
it's like a crown.
Yes, exactly. I like that. That's the day I got clocked in. Like, what's up?
Come on, right? I've been on this. This ain't new to me. It's new to y'all, but I'm about to let you know it's popping.
Yeah, that's what's
when
up.
When you see my work, just check me out. So you want to clock into me, come check me out.
I like that. I really like that. Like, I'm so stuck on that right now. And then you got the, you know, don't tell me, show me.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you want to, like, it just makes you motivated. Like, it just makes you have the ambition to go ahead and sweat. Like,
absolutely.
Work. You know.
Non-stop. It's a lifestyle. It's like breathing. You don't just stop because you sleep. You're still doing it.
And then also that also, by saying that, is a general sentence. Like, it's a general statement. It's very, very general. Because you got people.
How many folks that lied to you so many times? You like, man, you're bamboozling me. Why are you even whoopie bam? Man, shut up. Just show me.
Exactly. That's what I was going to get to. Like, it's very, very general. It's like looking at somebody that you know that they lying to you, or you know, like, it is telling you bullshit. You know, don't tell me. Show me.
Show me. And it's, are we doing business or what?
Or what? Show exactly. Me. Like, what we doing? You know what I'm saying? So I like that, man. And I think it would look so beautiful if there's a team out there that's looking for, you know, some uniforms and stuff like that. Man. Something that can motivate their team.
Come on, man. Hey, good looking. That's what we know. And you just said it on your own. Good looking.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know there's got to be some little basketball league, baseball league, or football. Like, come on. Like, holla at your boy. See, no got it. And I'm definitely having all his hashtags in this episode for that. Y'all can look for him. Y'all can see him. What is your website, by the way?
www.cinosports.com.
And it's right.
You can find my merch. You can find the blog. You can find some work, some productions, some gallery. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
It's everything, all in one. It's nice and, how can I say? It's nice and adventurous, and it's nice to look at going in the website. It ain't going to be boring.
That's
what's up.
I appreciate it.
And I know you're gonna want to expand it. You only have like an online store right now, or you working on getting, like, you know, your store to walk in? And
man, I'm on. Do a deal with somebody, a partnership for one of these t-shirt or sneaker heads. You feel me? For real, because it's 2020, everybody swagged up, but they ain't super swagged if they ain't got their own shit on. You know, so why not? I think, we for the culture, we for the people, you know? So that's what we on. We need to be touched by everybody, every household need one.
Yeah, amen.
Come on, you need somebody to motivate. Motivate yourself.
Hey, we go. People don't like to hear that, though, bro.
For real.
Some people don't like to hear that, you know, but it's good that...
Hey, shout out to my guy, AD. Earlier, he gave me a pep talk. Out the blue.
Who?
He didn't know nothing about nothing. My boy, AD. Adrian Dalton, good looking, bro. I was feeling blue, and he just came out the blue and just texted me and said some smooth shit out the blue. Never says it, but today it got me up there.
It got you up there. Some people, some like that. Going back to what I was gonna say, some people needs that. They need that healing. It's like some people have to go to my station and hear a motivational story in order for them to come up and understand that they're not going through it by themselves. You know, and I know you have been through it. Everybody done went through it. And going back to my seasonal depression that I was talking about earlier, and going back to that same your statement, don't tell me, show me. I'm still stuck on that because people need to understand how serious and how serious this really is, and the fact that you have a sportswear that says that's it. It just really blows my mind. Like, I'm not over that, you know, statement. You know?
It just hit home. It's like church to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right?
It's you know, like, only you know the truth. So when you rocking that, you don't really want to embody it. You know, like, who don't want to be the best? Or who don't want to be the best them? You know what I'm saying? So when you put that on, you don't really represent it in the right manner.
So tell me this. Would you like to say a personal story that happened in your life that actually it possibly made you work harder or possibly broke your heart, but at the ending of it, there was peace and you learned a lot from it?
Shoot, every day, low key.
No, but you gotta be specific. I gotta hear a story. Tell me something.
Let me see. Okay, listen. The last time I got fired from a job, right? Mm-hmm. High-end job, you know, pays really well. I enjoyed the job. I thought the job enjoyed me. But at the end of the day, they did not. So I got hired with my hair. I got locks. So I got hired with locks. I got fired because I have locks. Had nothing to do with the job. 9 months later. So I'm like, my ID is on there. I got the photo ID of the job when y'all hired me. I got my hair on here. Why is it a problem 9 months later? You know, the same hairstyle. And they were just like, basically saying some, you know, some gazy stuff. So they took me off the schedule for 2 weeks. And then finally, they called me back just so they could fire me. But that whole 2 weeks, I've been thinking, I'm like, shit, I think they're going to fire me. I've been fired enough times to know when I'm going to get fired. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So I go there. I cut my hair, too. Mind you, I cut the hair. I get hella fly GQ.
Okay.
I go in that motherfucker cool. Uh-huh. Right? They send the black man to talk to me. It's a white company, but they ain't send the black man to talk to me. And mind you, his hair, he an old man, so he got the little, you know, he missing some spots. You feel me? Mm-hmm. No disrespect, but you know. Mm-hmm. So he like, I cut my hair, why can't you? And I'm like, no disrespect, but your hair don't go like mine. We'll be down with the downs. I appreciate it, you know. He's like, all right, well, that's what it is or whatever. So then they go have a little powwow meeting again while I'm waiting outside. I'm already waiting on them to say, hurry up and go. You know, but they making it seem like they trying, but they not. I already knew they wasn't, so they finally come in and they say, yeah, we're so unfortunate, blah, blah, blah. And I could have got sad, could have got mad, but I was following my dream anyway. So this was just a, you know, getting some more free time to do it. You feel me? So I told them, I said, if you ever need a job, come out at me. And we just talk about it. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And so I walked out. I shook their hand and kept it pushing. I ain't, you know, get sad about it. I just got more motivated. It gave me more energy. I keep. She was like,
it was humble about it.
It was like, you can do this anytime. You just playing with my money, my time, energy. So I always felt like that. Like, you can just do what you want. I can't fire the job when they doing something wrong. They always got a justification. But if I do something wrong, I ain't no fucking justification. Mm. Like, you know. So that's how I felt always. But yeah, that was one. That was like the most defining moment. It made me say, mm-hmm. You know what?
That should change your life.
It was enough. Was enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't beat me up for your game. And then when I need a game, like, my rent didn't stop because I got fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't caring. So for me, I still had to go get it. If I would have cocked out, I would have been crying, blah blah blah, or whatever, and would have been just an individual.
Yeah.
Instead of being myself.
But you did it, and that's what's up. You kept that calm.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't tell me, show me.
Don't tell me, show me, baby.
There we go. There we go. That's what I like to hear. Hey. Everything that you say, with everything that, like, even the story that you told me, everything just clocks in.
Yeah, come on. Why wouldn't you want to be following your dream or your passion or your love? Why wouldn't you want to go do that every day and get paid for it?
Exactly. And some people feel like they don't have nobody to help them with that. Or they feel like they need people or need somebody to, you know, do it. And, you know, trust me, it ain't for everybody that's listening, it ain't easy, But you could do it by yourself. Trust me when I say it. And don't ever feel like there's a, even though we gonna die someday, don't feel like, just don't paranoia
that's
yourself.
That's just the flesh, though. The spirit gone, man. We still talking about Kobe. We're still talking about Biggie as if he's still here. Tupac, like he's still here. Elvis. Why your legacy can't be left?
That too.
You know what I'm saying?
That
like,
way.
That's what you clocking into. You leaving just like they. You gonna be immortal. You know what I'm saying? They gonna remember you forever.
Amen.
Forever, ever.
And don't be forever, ever. Hey, shout out to Outkast.
Come on. We got you.
But yeah, like, I want you to tell everybody again, what's your IG? What's your website? Like, you, if you have an email or anything like that, you could go ahead and tell them where to find you.
Definitely. So you can find me on Instagram or Twitter, Cino Sports. That's Cino Sports. And Cinos means clock in, not out. So Cino is in you. You clocked in, and you're not going to be out. You feel me? So we right there. So the website will be www.cinosports.com. Mm-hmm. And hashtag don't tell me show me. Okay. Hashtag clocked in.
All right.
Clocked in, not out. We out.
Do you have a Facebook?
I do got a Facebook. H Wood Terrell. TARRELL.
And what about Twitter? Because you know you know people got Twitter fingers.
They be tweeting me. I'm just playing. Cino Sports. Cino Sports.
Oh, okay, all right. Cino Sports. Y'all already know where to find the mat and stuff like that.
Yes.
I know. Yo, thank you, King, for being on this podcast. And thank you for, you know, shedding some light and motivation and inspiration for everybody that is listening. I appreciate you for that, because you know how broad this is, you know. And I appreciate everybody that's listening as well with this episode. So, you know, it took some time to get at you. You a busy man, you know what I'm saying? But
man,
I'm grateful.
I'm
highly grateful. And earlier you was mentioning that you wanted me to spit a poem.
I do want you to spit a poem. But also, before you spit a poem, can I say a few words?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
This is going to be off topic. This ain't got nothing to do with nobody. PSA, you feel me?
Okay, all right. Oh, now we getting real. Oh, now let me stop. Go ahead.
Nobody's perfect. And me, myself, I'm not perfect. And I made some mistakes in my life. And to people that love me more than I thought they did. And I'm sorry, remorseful. And I'm going to do better, and I'm going to make it right. And I love you. Forever.
Message to the unknown.
TNT, you know who you are. TNT, what's up? I miss you. And I'm fired. I made a mistake.
That's what's up.
Now back to our regular scheduled program. I'm tired of sentimental crap.
Listen, a tear that came out of my eye. Like, I don't even know if I want to say this poem. Like,
right,
let me stop. Let me stop. But, like, yo, wow. Aw, I don't even know if I want to get into that.
Oh, man.
I don't even know
right
if I want
to.
Maybe.
Right.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. Since you mentioned a message to the unknown, queen. This poem that I got is actually the name of it. I got inspired by a poet. Her name is Janet, aka Ix, IKZ. Look her up. She is fire. She made a poem called "I'll Wait for You," and I went ahead and wrote a poem called "It's Time for Me to Wait." So my poem is actually relating to, you know, what, you know, this little love thing that's going on right now, that, you know, that could, how can I say, those doors can open up for you guys again. You never know. What's meant to be is meant to be, right?
Absolutely.
So with that being said, I have wrote a poem called Time for Me to Wait. And that's the one I'm going to spit for y'all tonight. And
ladies and gentlemen, get ready. You feel me? We got wisdom to hear. About to go in. Let's get it.
Facts. And I'm over here talking about a relationship that... Two relationships that it was very strong in my life. So it was time for me to just sit back and wait and just not do too much no more. So I'm sure that somebody can relate to this. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. And after I'm done with this poem, you could go ahead and ask me questions, because trust me, I have those answers.
Let's get it.
All right, time for me to wait. Time for me to wait. See, y'all my peoples, I trust y'all. So I had a weak moment. Let me tell y'all about my last relationship. So I left a 9-year to settle for a no-year type of guy. I was so intrigued by the new guy, I didn't listen to him. See, at first he told me he wasn't ready for a relationship. I took it upon myself to try to make him the one. His flaws, I figured it would work out itself by providing him support and love. He was so hurt by his past, he told me that he didn't trust women. Boom, right there was a red flag. You thought I listened? No, I was so stubborn. Listening to the body, lusting over a nobody, just to get attention. Just to be held. A kiss on the forehead. See, my problem is that I want a romantic, godly hood nigga. His features remind me of a lie, a cheat, a stubborn little boy. A stubborn little boy that is still growing and doesn't love himself. But I continue to let him in, claiming we were just friends, but I already knew in my mind that we were more than just friends. See, I felt lonely at the time. And I didn't care about spending my dime. So I decided to take him along the ride. So I rushed for love because I was never a bride. So I said it was about that time. He was sort of a decent guy, but not as much. But he was close enough so I could help him change his views, his desires, help him prosper. I was ready to sell my soul for a penny. Losing worth on my body, he seen my weakness. He came inside my body like no other. Changed my heart around, made me feel helpless. I kept chasing to prove a point until I realized to myself that I truly needed to wait. To my future, I will wait for you. See, I knew this guy wasn't it, but from the beginning, my impatient ass had to quench my thirst, and all I could hear him whisper was sweet, nasty nothings. He couldn't pray. He couldn't love. I tell you, it was time for me to wait. Just because I'm bored, craving for attention, I cannot accept compliments from a sort of kind of, you know, sort of kind of right, sort of kind of wrong type of niggas that only loves you the way you love them. It's time for me to wait. You were just the entertainment for my mind to be free. You were one of those called Tyrone. His actions are weaker than his talk. He has nothing to offer, just a character of who he wants to be. Selling nothing but a dream, let me move out his way. My king is praying for me, waiting for me. It's time for me to wait. I sat here helping everything you lack. Man, I just thought if you had good dick, I got your back. But let me take a step back. You want to kill my dreams? That's not something you can hack. Talks about being in bed, you are an option that is misled. I remember the time you made me feel good. A temporary feeling. You thought you were used to me now, but now your true colors are revealing. All you was a sexual healing. Nothing to keep going and deal with. Nothing to start a foundation and be real with. Nothing to communicate and build with. A fantasy turned into a reality. I'm coloring an image that's unthought of. It's time for me to wait. I'm tired of taking this bait. My king, I'm here for you to lift me up and take these pieces together. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, but in reality is 1, a family man that will never let my heart ban. I'm waiting for you. As I close my eyes, your energy against mine, I would thank God for you. As we set our goals, strategize our vision, I feel like I'm lost, drowning, trying to find love. I always hit a wall with false visions. Now it's time for me to heal, heal from these false dreams. King, I'm ready for you to peel this negative energy, rebuild what we are here for. God will give us the strength to love more. I'm waiting for you. That's it.
I love it. I love it. You still waiting?
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
A Tyrone?
When I said call Tyrone, he was, I was just saying that the guy that I was messing with was just a booty call, because he ain't last that long.
Okay, Hey, man, it be like that sometimes.
You feel me? Like, I left a really long relationship for a reason, and I got with this new guy, and I really just thought that it was going to be, you know, how it was when we started, and this guy quickly just changed up on me. Like, we never did anything together. So, you know, it was just kind of weird for me, and that was that time for me to write this poem and get back on my ish, because...
Right.
I needed to put my crown back on and understand, like, yo, you're a queen. Like, why are you craving for attention for somebody that don't even really want you as much as you do? Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, pretty much on something that ain't yours.
You feel me? So that's why I said it's time for me to wait. So that's my message for my future king. So that's really it, you know?
Yeah, that's real shit. What got you into doing the poetry? And speaking your truth, because you could be writing about anything.
Man, I was going through a lot growing up in Brownsville. When I was like, I started writing when I was 7 years old. I was doing short stories. My parents always worked a lot, so they didn't know the trauma that I was going through as I was like getting out of school to go to my building. You know, like people that was like really on me, or you know, I have a very dark past. So with that being said, it allowed me to express my thoughts through paper, through pen, like, you know, paper and pen. So I always had a journal. I always just, you know, had a vision pretty much. And that like turned into poetry when I was in eighth grade. And I actually, I didn't know I was gonna be who I am today. So I continued it in high school. And when I went to Atlanta, in high school, that's when my English teacher kind of discovered me, because we wrote a poem called Brooklyn. And in that poem, I explained how I grew up, like how in Brownsville, shots every day. Like, it was like almost a rhythm. It was a flow in my neighborhood. So if it stopped, if it didn't shoot, if nobody was shooting, if there was no shots for like 3-4 days, like something bigger was going to happen. And that's exactly what happened. All the time, like that never failed. And with that being said, like my best friend Country, Free Country, he got locked up innocently. So, you know, we still fighting for him to come home. You know, it was too many murders that was happening in Brownsville. A lot of people didn't, you know, wasn't really guilty for these murders. A lot of the people that did it are still walking. A lot of people that were guilty, they just have money to have good lawyers, and the people that was not guilty, though, those are the ones that always catch time, you know. And that's, you know, something wrong with that. So right now, you know, like I said, Free Country, we still working on that. He been locked up for like 13 years now. So yeah, so I just continue writing, because to this day, like, I still talk to my best friend. You know, I was there when everything happened, but unfortunately, due to the neighborhood that I was living in, I had to move to Atlanta. I couldn't do nothing about it. So, it's so that story is like so deep, and that really just motivated me to continue writing, because as he was in closed doors, as he was going through this transition and being in jail as an innocent man at what, 17? He's 30 now, so what, at 17, just turning 17. You know, he needed somebody to mentally help him, mentally be there for him. So that really motivated me to continue writing, because every time he called me, I would have a new poem for him, or I would have a new story for him. So it would motivate him as the years go by. And to this day, I dropped a clothing line for him. So when he come home, he's going to be set. You know, he's going to be set. Like, it's a lot of things that I'm doing for him out here that when he come home, he don't really got to worry about anything.
That's smooth right there.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what really motivates me more, to keep writing. And also with my daughter as well. Like, you know, I teach her a lot, and my writings, like, give her visions that she never went through, but I went through it, and I'm able to interpret it really good to my daughter. Like, you know, what, how stuff is, you know, and I'm happy that I could shield her from what I went through, you know. So
that's a blessing,
and that's why I keep writing. And writing, like, you know, it heals the soul.
What made you get on stage, and how was that first time getting on stage?
So my first time getting on stage, it was because of that English teacher. when he heard my poem or whatever, he wanted to do a poetry cafe. And I was probably like 6 months pregnant with my daughter. I was like 17 in my senior year of high school. And I graduated with a 3.8, by the way. And I graduated college 2015. Just want to say that. Anyway, so my English teacher, he decided to do a poetry cafe thing. And that's the first time I went on stage. I was nervous as hell. But when I ended up transferring college from Georgia to New York, that's when there was a poetry club in my college, and I decided to work in that office where the clubs were at, and I decided to be the president of that club. So there I ended up meeting my mentor, and I ended up doing like stages at the college for people to do open mics, or I used to have groups for people that wanted to write and just didn't know how to express themselves well, and I just went on and just continued from there.
Dang, so guess what?
Chicken butt. I have to say that.
Low-key, that's my shit. I'll be saying that to everybody. So look, growing up, I was a class clown. And always used to get kicked out of class. You feel me? Nothing new, you know. Was a professional. Real shit. A professional. But a punishment my mom came up with was to get on stage and talk my shit. And I would get all the way to the fucking club and I'm going to get my shit together. I promise you, I'm not going to talk in class tomorrow.
And you ended up talking in class tomorrow.
That was a punishment. She wanted me to really say, are you funny? You think you funny? Get on stage. She knew the club owner.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
And you ended up...
Oh, wait, that was cool.
That's too funny. Man. I was nervous as hell when I went on stage the first time. I was really nervous. But now, I learned so much. I want to... Oh, shout out to Rel the Poet. She's out there in Atlanta right now. I met her in Brooklyn. She's awesome. She's doing so many awesome things. She's learning. She's teaching women and children how to defend themselves. Also how to have license to carry. Check her out, Rel the Poet. Also I Love You Fun. Congratulations on your boy. She's also a poet too. I just wanna give a shout out to people that I see that's actually putting motivation out there to the universe. Also, shout out to Courtney Corners. Shout out to everybody that saw that loves everybody and cares about their community. Like I said, thank you for being on my podcast, and I want you to tell everybody your information again for that they can find you.
Yes. Once again, my name is Terrell. They call me Cino, C-I-N-O. And we clocked in, man. So clock in with our website, www.cinosports.com. You can find a lot from merch, the store, the blog, the production side, a little bit about me. And a squad, and social media, Cino Sports, C-I-N-O Sports, at Cino Sports, my bad. For the tweeters and the Instagrammers. And hit me up on Facebook too, H-Wood Terrell, T-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Y'all already know. Y'all make sure y'all get y'all custom made t-shirt. But I can put y'all
merch. Oh, yeah, man. Come on, man. Stop playing. All right. Get y'all merch. I'm here hella smooth right now. My mama's going to be mad. Listen, make sure y'all get y'all merch right now. It's just for you. It's personalized. If you want the personalized one, you come in with your birthday so you can clock in with us and clock in with yourself and your love, your dream, and your passion. Make sure you get one. Don't tell me, baby. Show me that you support the black young brother.
Y'all already know the website.
I could be on the corner, but I'm not.
Y'all already know.
Come on.
Word. Y'all already know the social media. Y'all already know where to get them at. Make sure y'all get y'all custom made t-shirts. Make y'all teams. Yeah, if y'all need some group t-shirts and stuff like that, clocked in. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Y'all already know where to find me at. Wisdom the Healer LLC. Wisdom with a Z. That's the IG. And then the Facebook, Wisdom with a Z, The Healer. Y'all already know I'm goofy, so I hope y'all smiling while y'all listening to this episode, because, you know, I feel good that I'm back. Another thing I want to say to y'all, like, always keep your head up, keep your crown up. Like I said, y'all kings, y'all queens. Don't think that you going through what you going through by yourself, because you really not. I promise you, you not. So, man, you know, you not by yourself. Trust me when I say it. So, you know, y'all already know where to find us at. God bless everyone. And y'all already know what I say. One smile spreads everywhere.